Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Sure, so good.
Okay, that's always good to hear. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, my name is Buddha T.A.J. I'm calling because I want to see my business hour.
I do apologize. I can barely hear you. What was that?
My name is Buddha T.A.J. I'm calling because I want to change the business hour.
You want to change the business hours, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and make sure I have the correct account here. Give me one moment, please.
I got two accounts and both accounts, okay?
You have two accounts, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One second, okay. Okay, can you go ahead and confirm the name of the business, please?
Both of them? Both services is one of them. Both services?
Well, which one is the one that you're looking to update the hours for?
Both of them.
Both of them? Okay, perfect. So let's start with the first one I have here with the fat carpet and upholstery. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Give me one second. And what would be the hours?
8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Every day?
7 days.
Perfect.
7 days, yeah.
And this would be for both, is that correct?
Both businesses, yeah.
For both businesses, okay. Perfect. So I'll definitely make sure to update both of the actual businesses. The hours will be from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week.
Okay, one question first. So I thought the thing, when I search on Google, I can barely find it. It's like, wow, what is so far? Why is it on the front page?
Okay, and you're referring to the Google Business Profile?
Yeah. When I search for parking,
Okay, yeah, it's breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if you might have me on speaker, right? I believe you mentioned your ranking.
Yeah, five copper cleaning. When I search it, I don't even see it in Google. It's so far away.
Let me double check on that because it looks like you have a good placement on the Google, but don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying. Give me one second. I'm here with you, okay? I'm just making sure to have this. Yeah, so what I want to focus is on working on one account and then moving on to the other one, right? That way we can make sure we have all the correct information and not jump back and forth, okay? So just give me one second. It's, for some reason, it's not going too slow. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and search for the results, right, regarding the Actual Services LLC. Now, let me just confirm with you. You mentioned that, of course, you're looking for, but it's coming up to, let's say, too low on the ranking. Is there a specific way that you're searching for the, let's say, for the services?
So it's not even there, to be honest. Well, I think
I
what was there was the owner was there. The owner stuff was there. I don't even see it, to be honest, you know?
Okay. I do see actually one, and I also see a different one, but let me double check here. Because if there are duplicates, right, that could definitely affect your actual ranking. It can even cause for your Google Business Profile to be removed, right? So right now I'm just making sure on the actual accounts here.
Yeah, because I bought this company from somebody else. So his stuff was already in. So I want everything to be one.
Okay. Now, there are ways to make sure that we remove any duplicate accounts, right? So we can definitely work on that in the event because it is starting to look like there's a... Yeah, it does look like that. Give me one second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because I do believe I see a duplicate, so I'm trying to see. I'm just trying to confirm that. Give me a few moments, please.
It is a duplicate. When I bought it, there was a duplicate. You have two of them there when I bought it. It is a duplicate.
I do
one
apologize.
One of them got 2 with you, one of them got 36 with you. One of them got
okay.
3 with you, I believe, one of them got 36.
Okay, and you can see that as well, right? Perfect. Give me 1 second. Okay, so it's pulling up. It's also actually pulling up 2 accounts, right? For Fat Carpet and Holstery. And then, of course, the other one that I have here as well, which is BAU Services LLC. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so when it comes to the actual duplicates, right, we definitely have to make sure to report that issue and have one removed. As you mentioned, you're also aware about the actual duplicates, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we can definitely start that process and help with the actual ranking because it is very important, right? We want to make sure that we have access to the Google business profiles to optimize them. So what I'm currently doing is making sure that we claim and remove the actual duplicates. I'm just trying to find the duplicates, right? Because they're pulling up the different rankings. For example, we see one that's currently in the actual 5th place on Google Maps when using carpet cleaning services. So I do see that one. The other one, for some reason, it moved more down. So I'm trying to find that one to have it reported. Give me just a few moments. Now, do you see any duplicates as well for carpet cleaning services, or is it just be for the bowel services?
No, I see the duplicate for fat carpet cleaning. I see duplicate. One of them got like 2 with you. One of them got like 36 with you, I believe.
Okay, that would be for the other account, correct?
The other account. Not both of them. Both of them is okay. The new one. Fat carpet cleaning is a new one. It's the one that needs to be fixed. Both of them is okay.
Okay, let me understand. Let me go ahead and make sure I open up the other account, right? As well, I requested for the hours to be updated on that. Just give me 1 second so I can get to the other account, okay? All right, perfect. So I'm just opening up the information because it looks like this is a brand new account, right? Like about 9 days ago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, exactly. It's brand new. Exactly. It's new.
Okay, I understand. Now, since it is new, right, it does look like we have access to it, which is great. At this point, what we're doing is making sure to help with the actual ranking, right? Now, I'm not sure if they explain the time process, but the time process to get you on the, let's say, the first page can take about 3 to 4 weeks, right? So it is a process that we're currently working on, but you know what, since you're bringing it up, there are really good ways to speed up that process, right? So let me go ahead and make sure I open up the Google Business Profile here so I can tell you a little bit more in regards to that. Okay, perfect. So the one that we have here, of course, right, it has 20 reviews for Fat Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. I'm currently seeing if there's any, let's say, duplicates out there, because I believe you mentioned that you saw one. I believe I saw one for the other one, but yeah, it was wrong. So just give me 1 second.
Since I'm the copy, right? So the review that guy had, can they go to my new account? Can they transfer? They can transfer, right?
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that one more time?
Okay, since I bought the copy from somebody else, the review that he had on the website, can he go to my thing? Can everything be transferred?
We can't transfer reviews, but for example, if you have reviews on the Google Business Profile, they can show on your website, right? But there's also a link that takes your clients directly to your Google Business profile when you visit the website. Right?
Okay, yeah. And I'm saying, he already had a review already. I want his review to stay. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Okay. Okay, perfect. So, I'm just double-checking here some other things. Okay. Okay, so I see the duplicates that you see, right? And what you're saying is that you want to try to claim the two reviews and make sure that they show. Okay.
Exactly, yes, exactly.
Okay. Yes, because I'll be 100% honest with you. I believe I'm seeing three different accounts, but one of them doesn't have the full name. One has Fact Carpet Cleaning, which might be yours because it has a number with 2345. All right, okay. The other one, yes, you do have two. One of them has 36 reviews, and the other one has 20 reviews.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all of the reviews are together. And the other, maybe all of them come one after, you know? All of them are mine.
Yes, we can actually merge them. We can merge
them. Exactly, yeah.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. So, yes, we can merge them, right? That wouldn't be an issue. I just need to make sure to start the process to do so. That way all the reviews are together, right? So let me get the information for this one, because it looks like we have access to the one with 20. And you mentioned that this could be an old, this is from the old person that you bought the business from, is that right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Okay. All right, 1 second. I do apologize for the wait, just bear with me. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to start the claim process for you, right? This means that we'll go ahead and merge them together. I'll keep you updated as that works, because sometimes it can take a couple of weeks to have that finished, right? The good news is that your accounts are on the actual Google Maps. So I am going to make sure we focus on making the ranking better, right? As I mentioned, it is fairly new. So you will see how it's going to start to move up. And of course, if you can, right, because it looks like you do have pretty good reviews on the one that has 20, right? So if you do have, one of the things that we always recommend is to actually respond to reviews, right? Even send pictures to update them. If we show consistency, right, then Google will actually see the activity and move your actual ranking up. Because there's people that have a lot more reviews and they're doing, they're at a lower ranking, right? At our end, we're also going to make sure to request to create posts a little bit more aggressive, right? But as I mentioned, since it's fairly new, you'll see the results as they're coming in, okay?
What do you mean respond to the review? What does that mean? Respond.
Reviews? So let's say when a customer leaves a review on your Google Business profile, right? They say, oh, you know, thank you for your help. You did a wonderful job, for example, right? You can actually respond to those. You can respond to them with a simple thank you, right? That way it shows activity with Google, and it actually looks pretty good in the eyes of a customer, right? Because you actually do respond. So that would be great. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, just say thank you.
Yeah, you could definitely say something simple. You could say thank you. We look forward to working with you in the future, for example, right? It doesn't have to be anything outrageous, right? Just something that shows that you're replying, right? One of the ways to respond to reviews, right, would be to log into your client dashboard. So I'll resend the email out to you. That way you can log into the client dashboard. I'm also going to make sure to see you. Yes, you could do that right there. I'm also going to make sure to see the information that we need to claim it, but it looks like we wouldn't need too much. So I definitely want to thank you, right, on letting us know. As well, I'm glad I caught the duplicates, because unfortunately that can cause problems with Google. So that's always good. Of course, we're going to make sure they update the hours on this account as well to 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Is that correct?
11 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Well, is there any?
To 7 p.m.
Okay, so 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Correct?
No, to 10 p.m. No, 10 p.m.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Monday through Sunday. Perfect. Okay, perfect. So, of course, right, remember that ranking is definitely going to show really good results, right? But it can take a little bit of time to do so. I will start the claim process for you, and this will actually help to merge the accounts together, okay?
Hello? Sorry about that. Sorry, hello?
Yeah, that would be it for right now. I don't know if you have any more questions or concerns.
No. That's what I know. No question. So I'll just be waiting for you. So you will send me an email or everything go through? Or?
Yes, everything seems fine right now.
Yeah. Okay. This is what I search for stack up opinion. What do I put in the computer? What on the search engine? What do I put?
A lot of people use let's say keywords, right? Services that they're looking for. So for example, you could look up those actual words like carpet cleaning, right? Rug cleaning, commercial carpet cleaning. We actually have a lot of different ones. Since the account is fairly new, it will take a little bit of time for those to kick in, right? But you will eventually start to see how it's going to move up. But again, since it's fairly new, it is a process that we have to follow, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Not a problem. Please keep us updated, right? Send us a text. And, of course, I understand you have two accounts, so I'll also update the hours in the other one, okay?
Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for your patience. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Do you have any questions?
No question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.